Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org.
Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
We're talking about what's out there at the edge of the cosmos, and no one makes the case for the wonder of astrophysics better than Neil deGrasse Tyson. He runs the country's most famous planetarium, he's a frequent guest on late-night TV, and now he's hosting the reboot of the late Carl Sagan's famous series Cosmos. Tyson has a story of his own first experience of the wonder of the cosmos. He was 9 years old on his first visit to the Hayden Planetarium, the place he now runs.
There's this odd room. It's round with a hemispherical ceiling and this creature-looking piece of hardware in the middle of the room, and the light's dim. And you don't know what that thing is going to do. Is it going to come out and attack you? But then the splendorous night sky appears above your head. I thought it was a hoax at first. I was born in the Bronx. I pretty much thought I'd seen all the stars visible. And here were thousands. I would later recognize that, of course, that was the real sky. And I was struck. Star-struck, really. And I would say that my path to become an astrophysicist wasn't even my choice. I was called by the universe, and that was my first true encounter with what I would call wonder. Here's what I wonder, though. Suppose I grew up on a farm, and the actual night sky was there from birth, from my first wanderings out onto the porch. Would I ever have taken it for granted, such that a first visit to a planetarium wouldn't have been any different from what I saw from my backyard, and so it would have less impact on me? I always wonder about that. What we found, and what I found personally, but research also shows, that in order for an exhibit to make a completely indelible mark on your memory and on your emotions and on your mind, it's got to be bigger than you are. And that will greatly increase the chances that it'll be unforgettable. Think about it. You are transported into space. You're moving through space. It is bigger than you are. The good student in class is the one who obeys the teacher, who is not disrupted, who is quiet when they're told to be quiet, who is seated and not fidgeting when they're told to be seated and not fidgeting. That is like the opposite of curiosity and wonder. Curiosity and wonder is I have this energy gurgling within me. It's bubbling over. I've got to express it somehow. I think this sit down, shut up, learn and take an exam is incommensurate with cosmic discovery. What we don't appreciate as adults regarding kids is that they are persistently and perennially curious. And it's really forces of society that kind of squash that curiosity. They already have the wonder. My worry is, how do we get that sense of wonder back in the adults? The kids are not the problem here. It's, you know, for every adult that says, how can I get my kid interested in science? I said, the kid is already interested in science. It's you I got the problems with. The kids are already curious about the natural world, and left to themselves, they will explore it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is director of the Hayden Planetarium. Joe Hartke did the sound design. Most of what we just heard is from NASA's own sound library, including the sped-up sound of the Big Bang itself.